pray for this fire together.
You'll be sharing with us the word of God. Father, we want to thank you for this fire and his humility before your throne. Amen. We thank you for the things you have placed in his spirit, in his heart. And we now pray that now is the time for him to share these things with us. And we pray that you give him the utterance. You give him to explain, to speak out these things in ways that we can understand. And you give us ears to hear, hearts to receive, hearts Amen. To say Amen. Yes to your word.
Amen.
And may you be honored, and may we be blessed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joseph. We praise our Lord Jesus Christ because we are a people, those who have destiny here in the world and above the world, because our destination is finished on the cross. Everybody can know his destination. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to see today the text, the Bible verses, as you heard and read it. I'm not read all of it, but to go into what God wants to say to us in the morning. Now Mary stood outside of the tomb, crying. As she went, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in the white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the others at the foot. They asked her, "Why are you crying?" And Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Who is it in your life? The special, the interesting one you're looking today on the resurrection of Jesus." Sometimes in our life, because of our weeps, because of our sorrow, because of our internal and external challenge we live in it, we can't understand the voice of our Lord Jesus. She couldn't understand where the angels speak to her, "Why are you crying?" You know? This question is for all of human beings. Why are you crying? Of course, people, they cry when they are happy, when they are in challenge, when they miss someone they may love. They cry. Sometimes people, when they are surprised, they crying by laughing. But sometimes people, they cry from their insides. She couldn't keep quiet while the angel asked her. Still, she find her love, because there is something which connects Mary and Jesus above the others. Those who see miracle, those who eat food, those who see as his friendship, she have something. Do you have something between you and Jesus? I believe you have, because that is the love of his ending on the cross. He said at the last minute, "Father, I pray to you, let your will be done." Amen. Therefore, I bring the title, Living in the Spirit-Giving Life. Why I bring this title is, we believe and we know Jesus has conquered the days before 2,000 years ago. But today, for us, we have power. The power that leads us into our destination. This is not because of us. He gave us promise in the book of Acts. He said, I will give you the one who helps you, the one who guides you, the one who makes you bold to speak my word. He is live with you forever, he said. Therefore, we have to see who is John, who brings this message from Jesus to us. He is the author of the three New Testament epistles, whose use of terms such as light, darkness, life, and death, and so many theological keywords in John's Gospel. We got this. We know most of John, of course, from the other Gospels. He was from a family that operated a fishing business in Galilee that employed others beside the sons. John's sentence structure and thoughts patterns show that he was very familiar with rabbinic method of biblical interpretation. This suggests that he had gone beyond the basic studies expected of all Jewish men. You can saw it there. It is clear from reading the gospel that John, with Peter, his own brother James, was in the inner circle of disciples. These three alone were invited to witness the transfiguration. These three went on the further into the garden at Gethsemane to provide companionship at Jesus' lost heart. The Gospel of John is different from the other three Gospels. Why? The three Gospels, they tell us all the story about Jesus. But John is interpreting through the lens reports of Jesus' discourses. Only John focuses on the distinct theological theme, as I have said earlier, constructing throughout his writing, while each gospel presents Jesus as the Son of God. But John, as we read it, the one whom loved by Jesus or by Christ, it says. John carefully explained that by his description, Jesus was making himself equal with God. That's why I am the Father, I am the vine, the truth. I am the Messiah. I am, you know, there are a lot of I in the John Gospel. Therefore, John Gospel was written for Christ's church. It's a family church, a family book that brings a fellowship to salvation, to Christ. Thus, in his Gospel, we have the deepest spiritual and theological teachings of our Lord Jesus. About his birth, about his resurrection, about the eternal life. We can find so many things in his book. Then, rashly, I have to go on this question. I have to back to this question. They asked Mary, why are you crying? And Jesus, after he used these words, he say, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? I have said earlier, there is a connection that Mary did not back to her home while the other disciples, they heard about the resurrection of Jesus. When she go to Peter and the other friends, Jesus is risen, she said. I saw the temple's open, that stone is broken. I don't know who do this. I don't know where they are putting. They are surprising and run to the place where the body of Jesus lay. And they saw round and turned to their home. Mary, she did not go to her home. She started to walk around. Thus, the angel and Jesus come the place where she is. And then after Jesus finished, Mary, he says, now she remember whose this voice is from her inside, from her heart. Because Jesus several times he called her name while he ministered. But she couldn't understand again also. If you are taking his body, please tell me, I need him. After Jesus finished, she continued to remember something in her life. So, who is Mary the Magdalene? As we know, in the Bible, there are seven Marys. Sometimes they confuse with these things, but I'm not going to go detail about them. But who is she? She is the one whom that Jesus had casted seven demons out of her. This is the connection I have said to you. When Jesus do this, she got peace, peace of mind, peace of life, peace of her inside, psychological problem she have. You know, because when people they are in sin, they don't have peace in mind, in their spirit, so that Jesus cast out from her demon, seven demon. These seven demon, according to the biblical words, is considering perfection. Jesus come to her with his perfection to clear from her inside spiritual problem. She is the first person to whom Jesus revealed himself after his resurrection. There are lots of disciples, amazing how Jesus loves women. Peter, James, his brothers, there are a lot of people, but she is the one who start to be as a missionary. To whom? To his disciples itself. Jesus is risen, she said to them. They confused. Thomas, that's why he said, I can't believe this. Jesus closes her to be the first witness of his resurrection, as I have said. Because Jesus rescued her from a horrible life of sin. This is show there is hope of life for every person struggling with sin and guilt in the world. And then we can remember this, how Jesus' love is beyond our imaginations, our expectations, our what we are doing. His love is beyond. His love is beyond our brothers, our sisters, our wife, our kids, our every property which we have in our hand. His love is powerful. The love calls every nation, every world to salvation. That's why John say in this gospel, Jesus did a lot of things, but if we write everything, we don't have any such kind of huge paper. But the purpose of this gospel is you may believe and have eternal life to the Son of God, he said. Praise the Lord. Therefore, living in the Spirit, giving life means, in another ways, living the proper life in Jesus Christ. Because he is a spirit. In addition, sharing this love, life to the others as well. Then, how could it be possible to share this love? How do you think in your mind? How do you think? How could it be possible to share the love of Christ to others those who miss this love, those who need love, love. Do you think, you know, there are in the world people without understanding the love, they die every day, every minute, every in life, they die without understanding love, the correct love. That is collecting every sinners, hanging every sinners, because he know everything. No one can talk about his colleague. He knows every inside and outside of people. Amen. So how could it be possible? One, we have to believe in his word, because in John Gospel, as we read, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God himself. Look at how Jesus start his beginning and in his beginning also. Thus, resurrection is without this word, it is impossible, because it is difficult. No one can go and visit. How is it the resurrection is, unless the Holy Spirit interpret to us in our life, in our ministry, in our current situations. So we can learn when we back to his word. In the beginning, he was the beginning of our life. Before we are coming to the world, he knows us. He knows us fine. He knows you. Then today he called your name. Maybe say Joseph. Maybe each one of us, he called our name. Why are you crying? I am with you. I am your hope. Even though you lose your job, even though you lose your family, even though you lose your property, whatever you need, I am with you. Amen. Therefore, the word resurrection itself is late Latin word, which means also resurrection, acts of raising from the dead. Resurrection, to raise from the dead, to raise again by faith, by grace, by his word, from our weakness to become a prayerful man, a powerful prayer man, prayer woman, prayer lady. The raising of Christ from the dead. The raising again to life of all the human dead before the final judgment. Praise the Lord. Here, when we live in the world, until we finish our physical life, we buy a lot of clothes. A lot of clothes. We change every season, every time. But one day, you know, without any payment, your size is already propered by him. Your size, my size. And when you go there, you wear the white clothes with the angel to worship, to dancing. Maybe people, they may dance, may fear dancing. Oh, you know, the angels, while they bow down, oh, praise you to you, Lord. When they are up there, there are a lot of miracles. There are a lot of beautiful things there. Hallelujah. We have destination. You have destination. Your destination is not when you lose your money, not when you lose your job, but your destination is Jesus Christ, the one who started your faith, the one who finished your faith by his grace, by his love. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. The second one, we have to give confession what we believe. We have to give confess. We believe in his word. Thus, you know, it is not the SIC tradition changing peace to one another, but it is biblical. Three times Jesus said to them, peace to be with you. Peace to be with you. Why? One is enough, because Jesus himself is peace. But there is something behind these three things, you know. Thus Jesus say, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. You have your word, my word. You have my experience, because 3.5 years you have been with me. Theological seminary, theological university. You know everything. You have every system, every information. But this is the time for you to go, to proclaim that death is no more upon human being. No power of death in the world, because I finish it, he said, Jesus. This peace is more than the world security. Amazing. Yes, we believe in security because we have peace. But the peace which we exchange to one another is more than our system. No one can hang that one. No one can. You know, there are a lot of, in the system, in the network system, there are a lot of people, those who educated more, such kind of terrorist people, you know. How they connect different things and burn the plane, burn everything with the system. But our peace is more than that, their system. When you say, in Jesus' name, you Satan, go far from me, when you say, no system is broken. Praise the Lord. And for your sickness, when you say, your sickness, I don't have time to live with you. Go away from my body, when you say, your sickness must be cancer. I am the one who testify for that. I'm not only preaching to you. Once upon a time, I'm got very ill and very sick. No one can with me, not here in Norway, but in my country. I have preaching in the night. The time is running for my preaching. God, what will be going on in my life, in my body? I have preaching, you know it. How can I absent? And with my sickness, I kneel down on the floor. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I don't have time to believe with sickness. Go away from me. Amen. When I say that thing, my sickness is taken away. And I set free. And I go to for my preaching. Because his name is powerful. Therefore, today, what is the message of resurrection for us? Jesus said, the spirit that gives, if my spirit is in you, the spirit gives lives because of righteousness of Christ. He raised our body. He raised again us to live with us, to lead us into the mission of Christ, to give us power to do his mission. May God help each one of us to lead in his spirit, in word, in worship, in peace. Amen. Can we pray? Father God, we thank you for your message that you brought to each one of us. Help us to live in your word, to believe, to confess, and to give the forgiveness, to receive forgiveness also. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you.